I've utilized the thing that John Hewlett has developed, this Cardio Miracle. And just so you, as a quick aside, in the gym where I go every day, the 30-somethings, and I'm in my mid-50s, just they just can't keep up.
I did start probably in about January taking the Cardio Miracle. The most interesting and telling thing after being on this for a few months is really noticing a difference in the energy level that I've had and the severity of my heart problems. It's funny, you start to begin to have this sense that there's actual healing taking place inside the body.
Well, I'm one of the generation born in 1947. So on the front end of the baby boom, all I can say is if you want prolonged life, better health, more energy, better sleep, this is a great product.
Robert Scott Bell Show. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, get ready for another special edition interview on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading in, I think, to the weekend, if that's right. You know, time and space, almost, how do you keep up with it all? I am grateful for the opportunity and the honor to bring information to you and education and interviews from people all over planet Earth to get information from the ground up, so to speak. So much of what we learn or hear or are frightened by is an agenda, is a script that has us react blindly in emotion, often with extreme emotion, anger and fear and, you know, all of those things. And when it comes to the topic of Israel, man, oh, man, do people go one way or the other. It's like, wait, hey, why not find some folks that are on the ground in Israel and say, hey, this is what's going on. That's what I like to do. And from time to time, we get a chance to do that. My friend Shai Danone is back in just a moment to get some updates, including one of the things I want to ask him about is Netanyahu selling the people of Israel out to Pfizer. Did they wake up yet to realize how bad that is, how bad that was and is, among other things, the conflicts that have been there? Just a full disclosure, as you know, my mom from Israel at the time, her mother, well, going way back in the early 20th century, walked all the way from a country known as Lithuania to the Middle East, what was then known as Palestine. And my mom was there, born there, raised there among Arabs, Jews, Christians. She tells me stories of her, you know, childhood and also growing up, being in the shuk in the market, going to the cafes, and Christians, Jews, and Arabs hanging out together, just doing their thing until the globalists get involved and they start telling you must hate one another, you must fear one another. How's that playing out today? Do people see beyond the patterns that have emerged due to programming from external sources? We got that problem here in the United States as well. Left versus right, on and on it goes. But it's, you know, globalists who don't believe in your right or your rights coming from God. And they're wanting to dominate you through fear, through lies, through deceptions, etc. So mom, of course, grew up in Israel. She came to America. She's now 89. She's doing great considering what she's been through in her lifetime. She's seen a lot. She's written a book about her life from Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors. You guys can check out her autobiography online. And, of course, recognize that she is utilizing this wonderful product, Folium PX, the Folium products, from my friend Babri Oren, who originally, Babri was from Georgia, Tbilisi, and then went to Israel. And then came to America, and he's doing extraordinary work with his Chernobyl-level antioxidant to counteract the toxic poisons of vaccination, the toxic poisons of heavy metals, including radiation as well. And we've got a lot of tools that can help. Helping us understand what's going on the ground in Israel, let's welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Shai, how are you, my friends? Good to see you.
It's good to see you, and it's good to be here, Rob. Thanks very much. Before we start, just to appreciate the story about your mom, and to wish her many good, healthy, sane years ahead. I think it's important because she knows what was going on back then, and she sees kind of history repeating itself. So I do hope that she and all of us have, many good, sane years ahead of us.
Yeah. Mike, can you confirm how